I caused them discomfort, obviously. So, yeah. So, so after that, I never transmitted on high power ever, whenever he was with us. So, yeah, it's amazing how these things can happen. You wouldn't think so, but they do. And, yeah, there's lots of information on the net there about all kinds of stuff like that. So, break. Yeah, so, anyways, just my little experience with RF. So, yeah, not as serious as what you experienced there, where you got burns and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, then you sit back and think what the heck could have happened, to cause this problem that you got, because, you know, it happened sometime hours later after you were, you know, done your work on the tower there, that you came across this uncomfortable pain or whatever that you're having there. So yeah, you try to remember back and think, what the heck did I do? And of course, you never really think about the RF, you know, like, but I think more people are aware that RF does cause issues to harm the person, you know, if it's too high. So dogs are a little bit more sensitive, but people are too, but they don't realize it until it's too late there. So you got to take precautions, especially on these commercial towers and that sort of thing. But, yeah, well, 240 feet, that's the height of our repeat. And, yeah, you look down and the people look small. So, yeah, there's no survivor right there. But I'll pass it back to you there for a few more minutes, and then I got to go. V5GGW, V5RJM.
Yeah, V5GGW. Yeah, I'll make this one my final then. I might come back for one more if there's any comments to be made. But yeah, it's just, you know, it wasn't me that was got burnt by the RF up the tower. It was a climber. You know, I've looked at quite a few of these, you know, climbing towers and stuff. You know, but people enjoy it. You know, some people do it for the, you know, because they like it. It's no different to somebody going climbing a mountain or something, you know, a rock face. You know, they enjoy it. But I saw some of that yesterday as well on, you know, these people that go out to these far places. And there's one lady that they got some rockfall, and the rockfall hit her one of these rocks hit her on the head, and it killed her. And the other lady that was with her climbing, there's only the two of them, she, you know, went back down the mountain, and they tried to rescue this lady that was hanging on a rope, but they couldn't save her. She was too remote, and you know, she just got left there hanging. So I think it was out in India or somewhere. But yeah, it's what I suppose it's what floats your boat there, Randy, if you enjoy doing that. And she wrote a will and everything, saying that you know, if anything happens, leave me there, sort of thing. I suppose they have to do that when they're doing these dangerous climbs in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, mate, I'm going to let you go. I've been holding up this repeater, and let somebody else get onto it if they want to. So, and I don't want to make you late for your appointment. But yeah, I mean, my breast, it just felt like I'd banged it or bruised it or something, you know. And it was just carrying the telephone in my pocket for all them years. But anyway. All right, mate, we'll let you go. I'll say 7-3. I'm going to give the Peter a try, see if I can get into it, and see what that's like with me this morning. V5RGM, V5GGW, 73 Randy, have a safe journey, and we'll talk to you later.
V-E-7-S-L-Z.
V-5-R-J-M. Yeah, you know, I watch these guys, you know, climb these, basically a flat piece of rock straight up, you know, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing that, you know, you're up hundreds of feet and you're hanging on basically with the tips of your fingers and that sort of thing. It's just amazing, that type of sport that people call it. Like you say, they enjoy it. And many people, that's what they live for, is rock climbing or whatever. So be it dangerous or not, they're going up. So, but it's not for me. Not for me. I don't think I'd be able to go 10 feet without falling off those things, you know. You got to be trained and know what you're doing for sure. But yeah, you know, how do you rescue somebody like that? You'd have to do a helicopter, I guess, pickup. So yeah, some of these things get pretty costly there too, to the resorts and stuff like that that do these rescues. And I don't know who absorbs the costs and all that stuff, but yeah, these accidents do happen from time to time, and you hear about them through the internet or wherever, the news media or whatever have you. So so yeah, and then you look at the thing or whatever, and you figure, geez, there's no way I'd climb something like that. I have a hard enough time climbing a sturdy tower. You know, but, you know, when I get up 30, 40 feet, I have issues. So, my knees can't take it and all that sort of thing. So I go into a shake mode. My knees start shaking and all that sort of thing. It's pretty wild. But, anyways, yeah, different things you see there, on the internet, that YouTube and all that sort of thing. It's quite amazing. Yeah. Anyhow, I'll say my final goodbyes here for the present time, and pick you up maybe later on this afternoon, Graham, if you're around. So 73, V5GGW, V5RJM. Talk with you later. Back to you.
Yeah, no problem there, Randy. Yeah, it's amazing, some of these things. But yeah, I mean, even when I see these people that climb these 1,000 feet towers and whatever, you know, I even get vertigo then. And I'm sat on the sofa looking at it. I think, how the hell can these people do this? You know, I'm not particularly afraid of heights. I don't know what it is. Well, I must be in some respect. I mean, I'll climb a tower. But, I don't know, it's a funny feeling. You know, when you see these people up on this height, and they're stood up on top of the... There's even, you know, these young people that do climbing buildings and climb the outside of an office building or something, you know. And, I don't know, they must get a thrill out of it. Or even these power lines, they climb them and stand on top with nothing around them. Oh, dear. Oh, they must be half brain dead. Anyway, take it easy. Have a good day, Randy. And we might catch you on the return trip. The 5GGW, 7th ATMA. I'm going to go down to Humboldt and see if I can trip that box. see if there's anybody, see if I can get in from down there, or from here. D5RGM, D5GGW. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, you bet. 73s, and talk with you later. Yeah, hopefully you guys figure out something what to do there and go from there. I'd imagine you'll probably consult there with Norm there and Nipawin there and probably see what he suggests and stuff like that, if there's any more life to be done out of the repeater there locally. I think he's the one that built it from scratch there, so didn't have much to work with, and pretty much rebuilt the whole thing. But now it's given issues again there for you guys, so yeah, it's unfortunate, but anyways. Alrighty, I gotta get going here. Alarms are going off here and all kinds of stuff, telling me to get my butt in gear. So we'll say 73s, Graham. Have yourself a good day. Don't work too hard there on your day off. Retirement there is treating you well already, I see. B5GGW, B5RGM, 73.
Yeah, 73, Randy. Safe driving today, and we'll catch you later. B5RGM, B5GGW clear, and QS White Armbolt, 73.
V5 Tango Mike, V5 Alpha Lima.
V-E-7-S-L-Z.